On this episode of The Playbook, I have Masi Arias and Stefan Williams, co-founders of True Supplements. We discuss the winning time management battle and working with your spouse. And most importantly, how do you differentiate in a crowded market? And I also love to talk about integrity wins out over profitability.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host and CEO of Sports One Marketing, David Meltzer.
I got a double trouble croup here, and I'm the name butcher, so let me just try it here. Masi Arias.
Yes.
Close enough, right?
Yes.
Stefan Williams.
Beautiful.
Hey, I'm two for two. Yeah. This is a great, new year. No longer the name butcher. Just tell a few of my friends out there that I've butchered their name. I won't even start trying them. I'm thinking of a few right now. Now, like every great entrepreneurs, we all start with some sort of struggle or emotional inspiration that happened. And Masi, I think your true brand started a long time ago.
Yes. So pretty much my husband and I, we've created a platform in which consciously we are changing people's perceptions of what health should be and how should be approached. So earlier we were talking about how the energy you put out to the world is the energy you get back, and how we came to even make this business work for us in a conscious way, pretty much like fell on our lap out of a result of me experiencing depression and almost, you know, losing my life, based on many things that were happening in my life. But fitness was an outlet that pretty much took me out of that depression, and my passion for movement translated into me becoming a personal trainer, now health coach, and building a community and a following that is inspired, motivated, and rooting for, you know, someone who they saw grow since 2011.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love the business name is True Supplements.
Yes, sir.
And Stefan, it's interesting because I believe, and when I read about you, I do a little bit of due diligence. I believe that happiness is created by the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit,
yes,
pursuit of your potential. And your potential is your truth.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've since ran Lee Steinberg, been surrounded in the early days with MetRex and every nutritional product you can imagine over the last 20 some years. Yeah. The truth vibrates the fastest. And when it does, a following occurs, right? Your frequency attracts all the right people. Mm-hmm. Now, you somehow attracted this beautiful inside and out woman in your life.
Yes.
Tell me, you know, as an entrepreneur, a lot of people want to work with their spouse.
Yeah.
I'm one that can't.
Yeah. I think there's those challenges of leaving it kind of, you know, within the confines of the field, you know, and not having it carry over. You know, that's something that we kind of struggle with, of course, you know, but when you have two ambitious people, you know, they're both going to want to do more maybe after hours or maybe before hours. So I think, you know, we kind of understand it is a constant, you know, kind of time management battle, right? But, you know, we found that balance thus far. And anytime we really get to that kind of tipping point, we look back and say, well, we've gotten this far by having this balance. Let's try to, you know, make sure we can find everything and just tackle it, you know, one thing by one thing. So,
well, with True Supplements, you know, the truth is there. One of the things that I like about an intimate relationship is, you know, someone knows your truth but likes you anyway.
Mm-hmm. They put up with everything.
Yeah. But there has to come times where your truths are not in equilibrium, mm-hmm, that, you know, you believe something full-heartedly and Masi believes something. Mm-hmm. How do you guys work through? Because I think at the pinnacle in a closest relationship, an intimate relationship like marriage, it's as close as we can find to when we go to work and we have a disagreement. Like, mm-hmm, Warren Moon and I are business partners, and I joke around that he's my second wife. And there's times where we don't agree.
Yeah.
And there's a two truths.
Yeah.
How do you guys deal with the two truths situation? Are you good?
I mean, I'll say for me personally, you know, as a man, I know when to, I guess, really kind of assert my opinion, you know, forcefully, you know, and also having the the confidence of my opinion. You know, I can, you know, think, hey, we should run the ball. She might think we should pass it. I'm going to let her pass it and throw that interception so she understands and respects my perspective in the future, as opposed to trying to win every single battle. You know, I think that is the struggle people run into is, even if you feel you're right, you know, you having to enforce that in your relationship or your business relationship. So, you know, hopefully it's not a major decision that's going to impact the course of our brand. You know, that I'm really going to stand put on that. But if it's something that I feel strongly about, Masi knows, I'll let her fall down, so to speak, to, you know, just out of respect to her too, you know.
Now, Masi, we all know that he lets you fall down, but about 80% of the time you're not wrong, so...
Well, it's not about being right or being wrong or letting people fall down. You know, I'm a risk taker.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to this point by not taking risks, by not, encountering failure. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm someone who really and truly understands that, hey, I might take, there's two paths, and if I may take one and I hit a wall, well, that's a lesson that I need to learn, right? So when he says, I'm gonna let her fall down, it means I take risks. No. And sometimes these risks, hey, you may have to either find a way when you find that wall or grow from there. And there's a beautiful balance between Steph and I in which we call it stay in your lane. And if I feel strongly about, like, hey, I think this is going to work, then we compromise. And when you find that compromise, then you can have both parties happy.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because I think we all believe in the laws of the universe, the laws of attraction, and other kind of inanimate things that help through the power of intention and other things happen. You started as a depressed person and evolved. And I think, you know, I've lost everything in my life. I went bankrupt from multi-millions of dollars. And most people are like, how are you depressed? Because I believe, like you, that I sit in the favor of the universe. When you made the paradigm shift, this quantum shift in your life from kind of a negative perspective of the world, and through exercise and fitness and nutrition, you shifted your paradigm to this positive perspective where you now say, I don't really fail. Like I tell my wife all the time, because I'm a huge risk taker. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie is The Greatest Showman because of the one line, right? You know, PT, you know, you're risking everything. You could lose it all. And he goes, how do you think I got here? Yeah. Right? That's my life. Like, how do you think I got here? I'm willing to risk it all. I'm all in. But it takes a certain perspective. Like, I believe that a no or my plan failing is only the universe telling me there's something better for me. Mm-hmm. And change direction and learn from it, the miracle of the lessons. How was it, you know, to go from being depressed and almost losing your life to taking, you both are like extremely positive people, enlightened people. Like, how did that happen? Was it just through exercise and nutrition?
Well, it's a process of like learning and growing. And even like you had asked the questions to Steph, like how he attracted me. And I was attracted.
Well, because look at him. Let's be honest. Yeah,
I was attracted to everything that he had to bring to the table. And honestly, it's just being positive. It takes perspective and looking at the silver lining of things to not think negatively. And it's something that you build. And I've evolved. I'm not the same person. Every single year, we continue to seek emotional intelligence and we read a lot. And mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that you've learned from me the same way that I've learned from Absolutely, him. But this is the yeah. most positive person. And this is where we're yin and a yang, and this is why we work. And yeah. I think it's been a process of growing and learning and making mistakes and just learning.
So, you know, one of the things we were talking about earlier as well that I love, you know, as I do due diligence on people and watch what you do, I say to myself, wow, you know, I look for a frequency, mm-hmm. you know, and I was always a pleaser. I wanted everyone to love me. And, you know, when I learned that I'd rather you not like me for who I am but rather than love me for who I'm not.
Yeah.
I watch your stuff. I'm like, these people, you're so young, but you found your frequency. Like, yeah. And you have a great community that resonates with your frequency. It keeps on growing because you have a true, just like your true supplements, you have a true frequency and you're sticking to it. You're not prostituting yourself out with a bunch of advertisements.
No.
And you know, I made that commitment, and people ask me all the time, oh, you know, you have a top five podcast. How come you don't have advert? Well, because I don't need them.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have guests on that we can say what we want to say. And I know my frequency. I'd rather people be attracted to me for who I am and have guests like you mm-hmm. that do that. Do you ever struggle, though, with the challenge of knowing and sticking to your frequency? Do you ever? Because
no.
There's a lot of trolls.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, someone,
no.
I'm the same way. So yeah, I love that answer.
Like, basic. Like, I can attest this. I remember talking to John Sally at an event we were doing, and he, you know, summarized it very cleanly. Conscious capitalism, right? Where, you know, all of us have bills. Everyone has bills. Everyone has rent. But at the same time, if you're providing people with something that they can benefit from, you know, education, healthy alternatives to products that are currently out there, you know, online training, you know, if we're able to uplift them with an activation. So we really try to ensure that any way that we are, you know, monetizing something, we're giving back someone, you know, like an experience that they can actually take with them for the rest of their days. And that in itself is very rewarding and allows us to avoid having to take that low hanging fruit, which is, you know, hold that bottle up and, you know, say, hey, this is what I drink, or, you know, we've really avoided that.
And at the end of the day, I think, you know, when I first started, and Stefan pretty much gave a structure to the business, because he knows that I'm passionate about this. And sometimes passion doesn't translate into business, because if it was up to me, mm-hmm. I would do so many things for free. But at the end of the day, I have a responsibility to my community. When I first started fitness and when I first started this journey, I didn't have access to all the things that I have access to. And one of the things that we promise to each other is that the brand partnerships that we're creating, other than what we create on our own, will not only align with what we believe in, because that's the only way that we can keep our credibility. Because at the end of the day, if we're promoting something that is going to hinder your health, I'm sorry, but I cannot go to bed knowing that I'm hurting someone. It's at the end of the day, it won't resonate. And our audience, if you ever get to experience someone who comes to us, who has never seen us or, you know, met us in person, it's like we're friends forever. You know, it's like we're building a tribe of people that trust us, that people that love what we're doing. And there's no way that we're going to compromise our integrity just for money, because at the end of the day, we're all going to end up in the same place, right?
Oh yeah.
And you,
I have a jacket with no pockets in my closet to remind me every day I'm not taking it with me.
Exactly. Yeah, and we believe in not hurting people. At the end of the day, the energy you put out to the world is the energy you get back. And we've turned so many contracts. I could be making 5-6 times the amount of money that I make.
I hear you.
But there's the way you make money and the longevity that you want to have and the credibility that you have built. And, you know, you just want to do right by people. And that's us.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys could be poster children for my books, because the names of them are Connected to Goodness, Manifest Everything You Desire in Life and Business. Yeah. The second one is Compassionate Capitalism, which is John Sally actually has read my book. And then the last one's Unstoppable with Jack Canfield.
Yeah.
So those, I look at you two, I'm like, they haven't read them yet. But
we need a signed copy before we leave.
You got all three coming for sure.
Thank you.
Now, you're in a very crowded space with the supplement side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, make yourself equal, then make yourself different. And you are standing out. Explain to me what makes true supplements different than the millions of other supplements that are out there.
I think what makes it different right off the gate is what's not in it.
You know, nice.
Like, again, historically, Masi was working under contract with a supplement company. You know, learn from what you're doing and then do better, right? I mean, that's the whole game of life, right? We're trying to always evolve.
Yeah,
and
True came as a result.
And True came as a result. And again, it's kind of an ironic name. True, meaning this is the truth. This is what is the supplement industry, right? You know, there's a lot of food colors and dyes and additives and heavy metals for mixability, so it stirs and breaks apart. All these things are added into these products nowadays because it's almost like a horsepower war with cars, right? Eventually, you know, something's going to give.
Yeah.
So you, when you really understand vehicles, it's the chassis, it's the tires, it's the brakes, it's everything working cohesively together. So what we wanted to do, and we kind of, again, reinvested our own dollars into true supplements, and we wanted it to be a new, just a new direction. You know, we wanted people to have a entry level product that they can get used to being healthy. You know, a lot of the times health products, they're adverse tasting or, ah, I drink this, but, you know, we will understand if you don't like it, you're not going to continue
right,
to
no
enjoy
consistent
it.
Behavior. Right.
Exactly. So, you know, again, we started with one protein. Now we have 11 flavors, multivitamin, fat burner, apple cider vinegar tablets, all natural detox with activated charcoal. All of our products are organic where possible. No heavy metals, no dyes, no food color.
No soy, no wheat.
Yes. No gluten. And yeah. They're all
safe
vegan.
Safe for pregnant women, yes. Breastfeeding nice. Mamas. At the end of the day, we wanted to create something that was
true.
True.
That's it. And the reason we can say that is because there's nothing in it that is counterproductive.
It reminds me, Dr. Connolly invented MetRex. Mm-hmm. And Lee represented Troy Aikman. We had Steve Young, Troy Aikman. Well, Troy was the spokesperson for the original MetRex. Mm-hmm. And that was a true bioactive dairy protein, which is extremely powerful. And he sold the company, Dr. Connolly, for $105 million. Mm-hmm. And he, when he was younger, reminded me of you two when I met him, because it was about passion and purpose. It wasn't about the profitability, right? No. You both live by passion and purpose, and you're learning to be profitable, but you don't want to at all inhibit your integrity by doing so. And Stefan, I can say you're guiding her through that, because there can be
a compassionate
balance between that. And I believe, because I come from a more scarce world, of I lead with making a lot of money to help a lot of people. So I won't jeopardize my integrity. But Dr. Connolly, when he sold for $105 million MetRex,
that's the goal for true.
He good. But don't do what he did, because it was the saddest day of his life. He lost his purpose and passion. And then GNC changed the natural ingredients because they're less expensive. Right, profitability.
And this is why and we're not
MetRex,
GNC.
Right. And MetRex became a mass brand that lost, you know, because remember, MetRex was the weeder. I mean, it was the guys who really were professional about working out.
What was the wide receiver for the Denver Broncos? I think it was Ed McCaffrey at the time as well. He was another MetRex guy, if I remember.
And now they're completely just, you know, a downgraded version. And I think it's important for young entrepreneurs, because it's hard enough to run a business. Mm-hmm. But people ask me all the time, well, how can I be profitable and passionate about what I do? I say to everyone, you have to reverse engineer it. I had a young kid in here right before you, 18 years old. He's already a junior at UCI. He's a hyperachiever, and he's doing analysis of companies. And he said, you know, 72% of the companies go out of business. I said, first of all, I'll tell you why a startup fails. It's because they ran out of money. You got to stay in business. Mm-hmm. And that's the first key. It doesn't matter what your passion or purpose is. You have to stay in business. And there has to be a balance between being optimistic or altruistic and also realizing, how can I challenge myself, deeply challenge myself to do both? Mm-hmm. And I'm really, truly impressed, because I can tell that you, very few you entrepreneurs reach the compassionate capitalist side.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I believe money is really important, because it gives you options to help people.
Of course. Absolutely. Like, for example, we're now launching how many products? Hydrate launches?
Hydrate launches officially on Monday.
Yeah, so we reinvest everything in the business. Like, I really believe in this company. And when you really believe in something, I mean, that's how we've built everything. Mm.
Hydrate is our take on Gatorade.
Oh, yes. So Hydrate will take out all the dyes.
Right? It's actually intra, before, after.
Before, during,
it's,
and after.
It's a hydration. Yeah. So this is what Gatorade should have been without the dyes and the fillers and the sugar and all that. Yeah. It's all the minerals and electrolytes that you would need. And this is, I have so many clients, and even now when people ask me, hey, do you have anyone running your social media? Like, no, I don't have anyone running my social media. There's no way I'm losing control of my word, of what I say and how I interact with my following, because this is how I know what comes next. This is how I know what I'm, how my year is going to be. And how I'm going to help others. So
I do the same thing. My wife, all of a sudden, she goes, wow, I turned 50 in January. She goes, oh, you must be 50. You're spending a lot of time in the bathroom. Right? Like, I turned 50, like, yes, I got 218,000 followers now, and I answer everything myself.
Yeah.
Yes. I go, that's why I'm in the bathroom. It's not for the other normal 50-year-old reason.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, I mean, Masi is the senior editor for her own magazine. I mean, really, that's how we've cultivated, you know, her page. And, you know, she'll tell you she spends, I mean, even right now, the entire trip, I didn't share a word with her. Why? She's working. She's working. She's talking to her fans. She's getting her captions ready. And people don't know or really see, you know, it's kind of like the iceberg element, right? You only see that little, 5%.
Yeah.
They don't see that 95% of how many times she's written a caption, deleted it, how many times she's fallen down from a box jump, got back up.
Yeah. Do you ever resent? Like, I find myself, you know, I wake up at 4, and sometimes I'm fighting resentment, you know, with everyone around me. It's like, man, do you know what I did today? Like, you know, like, it's like,
but you know what you did today. Right. But you know what you did today. You know, like, that's where that integrity comes in, right? To where, you know, I say all the time, you know, we've built our hopefully, you know, continuing to grow empire brick by brick. So I think understanding that you have to take a moment to sit down, relax, look in the mirror and say, yo, we freaking did that. You know, we did that by ourselves. Not by ourselves. We did that, obviously, with our team. With our team. But I'm saying is, you know, we manifested this, you know, through thought. You know, no one wakes up in the day and tells an entrepreneur, this is the direction you should go with your business. You know, you have mentors, you have board members, you have a lot of people making contributions to your thought process. But at the end of the day, you're the one that decides, am I going to take my team to the left, to the right, over this mountain, that mountain? So I enjoy the challenge, to be honest with you. I think now I'm in that age where I enjoy coaching a little bit. You know, I like seeing Tom Brady, you know, throw for 5,000 yards. You know what I mean? I think Masi is the most talented, honestly, person in the world, you know, from, you know, like dance to like, you know, like to training to, you know, to modeling, whatever it is we're doing. Like, she really has taken it on. And I always go back to say, the magazine started with her just taking a selfie of saying, hey, this is my abs. And then it evolved into beauty, it evolved into fashion, it evolved into makeup, it evolved into hair products. So I'm very proud of her for always being willing to kind of, you know, again, learn a new trade. It's almost, I'll say LeBron, you know what I mean? You know, where, you know, shoot the three, you know, whatever it is, you know, she can handle it. So I'm very impressed and proud
of her. I'm impressed by both of you. I got my last question. Yeah. I wish this show was longer at times like these.
We talk a lot, you know?
No, it's good. We're going to do this again. I'm super impressed. And if my expertise is monetizing things, so if you guys ever need any help, that side of it is what I'm really good at. Yeah. Last question. You're so young. Do you have a team legacy as far as when it's all said and done? We know we can't take anything with us, but what legacy do you want to leave?
For me, I'd say my legacy is for my daughter. And I want her to look at everything we have done. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to ever forget that she is... No, she can do anything. And the legacy is, hey, you can become anything you want. And the whole goal is for the day I pass to a better universe, is that Rocky mentality.
Just a statue.
We made something out of nothing, pretty much.
Yeah.
Out of passion. And I feel like people just have conformed to believe that they have to have the best resources and the best starting point in order to make their dreams come true. And it's not. So I want people to recognize that and say, like, if she did it, I can too. And she's, you know, a motivation.
Boot camps in the park where 3 people show up, no people show up, you know, 10 people show up, to the point of where she got kicked out of Central Park.
Yeah,
so she literally was working kind of like under the radar. Right? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know,
And then one person showed up to a meetup, then they kicked him out of the Super Bowl because too many people showed up in the lobby.
That's right.
And I'm just starting to get there, and it's like, oh my God, this is cool.
And again, you've built that brick by brick with an amazing team, obviously, right?
But
again, you know, those days, those Sundays and Saturdays you work, you know, Sunday night comes around, you think, yo, what happened to my weekend? And then you realize Monday morning your team is geared up and ready to go. That's what you do with your time. You know, you got your team ready to go.
And so, I know you guys have this experience because your following is great and your message and your energy is superb. Mm-hmm. But the legacy of knowing those people that do reach out to you and say, you saved my life, you know, you changed
money
my
can't
life.
Buy that.
I'll sit and I'm on the phone to my wife. I cry easy, right? I joke with Gary's a good friend of mine. So I'm like, Gary, you swear and I cry.
Yeah.
But the other day I'm texting.
That's hard.
And I'm crying. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh my God, read this. And you never know the ripple effect of what you do, and mm-hmm. you both just continue doing what you're doing, enjoying, because you get it, the consistent, everyday, persistent pursuit of your potential, because it's extraordinary. And mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that you came down to be on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Anything I can do to be of service, please read my books and let me know what you think, because they're right up the alley.
Yeah.
I really would love that. We're going to do this again. This is Dave Meltzer with Stefan and Masi. Here with True Nutrition. I'm going to try
supplements,
it.
True Supplements.
True, sorry, I did
we're
that
gonna
before.
Send you a gift
True
back.
Supplement. We'll send you something. I'm going to shift my supplements to yes. True Supplement, because I probably have a whole bunch of stuff I don't need in the ones I have. But this is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.